Okay, on to the fifth participant, Dax Tate. Dax is a student in the Department of History, and his presentation is titled From Bread to Democracy, the Role of Economic Inequality in the French Revolution.
Imagine you are a Parisian carpenter in 1789. You live in one of Europe's most luxurious cities, but you, like much of the city's population, barely make enough money to survive. You spend 88% of your income on bread alone. When the French Revolution breaks out and a new government is announced based on the principle of equality, what does that word mean to you? Historians have long studied the legal and political inequalities that concerned the middle-class leaders of the revolution, relegating the lower classes to a supporting role. But nearly half of the French population in 1789 was poor, and for these people, economic inequality was a life-threatening issue. My thesis uses popular petitions, political pamphlets, and government decrees to analyze the role of the poor in the French Revolution. I have found that economic inequality drove the lower classes to knowingly engage in the political movement sweeping France. An example of this was the revolution's overhaul of the French welfare system. Before 1789, French poor relief consisted of a disorganized network of religious charities that was unable to help the growing number of French poor. My work has shown that with the outbreak of revolution, the actions and demands of the lower classes pushed political leaders to develop a centralized welfare system with state-funded infrastructure jobs for the able-bodied poor and housing or financial aid for the sick, injured, or elderly. Instability prevented the government from funding these programs, but they established a clear blueprint for the modern welfare state. The poor also demanded economic redistribution in the form of price fixing and land grants. And while these policies were only briefly implemented before political backlash cut them short, my research has shown how the lower class idea of a general redistribution of wealth was distilled by Gracchus Babeuf, a peasant turned radical insurgent, who was seen by many as the first communist. In 1797, Babeuf attempted to overthrow the government in favor of a central administration that would receive and redistribute goods equally. The conspiracy was uncovered and Babeuf executed, but his ideas spread in the 19th century and were cited directly by Karl Marx. While economic inequality persists today, the context is different than it was for that Parisian carpenter in 1789, and it would be historical malpractice to attempt direct parallels with the events of two centuries ago. But it would be equally inappropriate to ignore the legacy of economic inequality in the French Revolution, which inspired early versions of both communism and the modern welfare state. In that sense, understanding this history can illuminate the institutions and ideologies of our own society. Thank you.